What's up? Yo, what's going on, everybody? My name is Chase, Chase Hunter, and this is episode number one of Chase Hates You. It's true. I'm just kidding. Nah, man, it is officially 2:13 a.m. on March something, probably, I think March 4th. Yeah, man, this is episode one, and I'm coming to you from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and, yeah, dude, I want to do a podcast, and, I don't necessarily have the recipe. I'm not sure. I got a lot of ingredients, you know. I, got a lot of different things I want to talk about. I guess what it boils down to is, other than just the ramblings of a fucking madman, it boils down to helping people, transform, you know, and just like the fucking human condition, you know what I mean? What can I say? I got a lot of interest, dude. I do a lot of different things. I've changed my life, in the last 2-3 years, and, you know, so I guess we'll just get into it, man. I've definitely dealt with a lot of demons, a lot of different things in my life, and, there was a long time where, you know, I suffered from drug abuse and just demons and just things from my past that really fucked me up and put me in a perpetual cycle of self-destruction. And, you know, I feel like I got high at the age of 12 and then woke up at 25 and was like, who the fuck am I, dude? Like, what am I doing right now? I have no idea who I am. I have no idea what I believe in, where I want to go with my life. No idea. And, so I took some time and I took about a year and invested in myself, and, I dealt with those issues, and then I definitely started to figure out who I was and what I want to do, and I got a lot of interest, man. I definitely recently, like, become obsessed with, you know, diet and nutrition. You know, I dabble in the music industry. I like to consider myself an entrepreneur, but the fact of the matter is I don't make money on my own terms yet. When that day comes, I'll officially put the word entrepreneur in my bio on Instagram, but, that day has not come yet. You know, I'm obsessed with the human condition. I'm obsessed with spirituality and enlightenment, and, you know, don't let that shit throw you off. You know, we ain't soft out here. No, I'm just kidding. Don't let that shit scare you. I'm just obsessed with the ego. I'm obsessed with the fucking identity and the self, you know, the fucking, the illusion of self, and understanding that, has helped me fucking grow in so many goddamn ways. You know, I'm not even sure, like, where to begin, but I know this podcast doesn't quite have an identity yet, but I guess it just boils down to the human condition, and, like, I want to help people, like I said, and if I can share my experience with you guys, and listen, you know, if I can help anybody shorten the amount of fucking time it took me, you know, it'll take you to get to where I feel like I am. You know, and I feel like my life has a good trajectory, And it's definitely a 360 from where I was a couple years ago. And like I said, I'm still in my journey. I'm not fucking special. I'm not anybody really, I'm a fucking prep cook by day, and by night I'm a fucking janitor. I scrub fucking toilets and yeah, dude, and if I'm not like working, I'm chasing dreams. I choose today to not sleep with my dreams. I choose to wake up and fucking chase them. And listen, I don't want to sound self-righteous or superior in any way or egotistical. It's probably hard for me to not sound that way, but what I have is self-esteem, man, and I've gotten that by doing esteemable things. So my point is, if you struggle with these things, I just want people to know that there is a way to overcome that. And like for me, my experience was just deciding that I'm not gonna settle anymore. I'm not gonna allow myself to be a victim anymore of my circumstances. And that was a, it still is an uphill climb, and it was a very convoluted, strange spider web of life and problems, and I don't even know like how I got through it or found a direction to head, but at first I just had to find footing, solid footing, and decide what I want. And I started by like cutting negativity out of my life. I'm a firm believer that you are the average of the people you spend the most time with. So I started cutting negativity out of my life. I started cutting that, just like the social constructs that we just get sucked into, this fucking machine of lies, man. It's not true. Like you, if you want to go to college, that's great, but like you don't have to. You don't have to get sucked into the rat race of this life, and you don't have to live a certain way just because that's what society tells you. And you can be successful. You just have to first figure out what your definition of success is. And I had to do that, man. I really did. So like, I just want to like again share my experience and my journey with you guys, and show you that there's a way out. For me, I had to just make a plan, man. For some reason, I had a moment of clarity, and I just decided I'm not gonna be a victim anymore. And I had dealt with depression, and it's ruined people's lives, and it was ruining mine. And but I had to change my mentality, and it did not happen overnight. It was a long process, and it still is. I can't stress that enough. It is a day-to-day thing. It's a day-to-day struggle, but like learning to like love the struggle has been so like it's I listen to Gary Vaynerchuk. He's one of the entrepreneurs that I follow online, and he just talks about adversity and like how everybody needs to get punched in the face every once in a while. And I truly, truly believe that, man. I heard a podcast, Joe Rogan podcast, the powerful, powerful Joe Rogan. God damn it, Joe Rogan. I heard his podcast a couple weeks ago. He had this guy, David Goggins, on, and just incredible human being. I'm not going to tell you his life story, but if you want to hear it, by all means, you need to go listen to that podcast. It's great. But he talks about, how he doubled down on his weaknesses, and like he had to struggle and put himself through hell and suffer to figure out who he was. And, I think I identify with that, and like I identify with his experience, and it just like just one more thing that clicked inside of me that just reaffirmed that I was doing the right thing, and that like but because I suffered, and I found out that I did not like what I saw. I found out what I was made of, and I did not like it. And so I decided to change it, and it's so possible, man. It's just so possible. Yeah. So like just the growth, the human experience, the human condition, that's what this is all about, man. That's what this is all about. I just wanna see if I can help anybody. I wanna share my experience with you guys, share my journey with you guys, let you guys hold me accountable. Making major changes, making major changes in my life. I'm a first time adult. I quit smoking, like going on 2 weeks ago. I dropped 35 pounds as of 2 weeks ago is the last time I weighed myself. I don't weigh myself that often. I just judge it by the way I feel, but dropped like 35 pounds in 2 months just by like getting educated and like learning like how to eat and like what craziness like is perpetuated just by like the government and lobbyists and of the food industry and just what a scam it all is. Which just brings up the point of how important it is to educate yourself, man, and just continue to learn and be teachable. And it's crazy, man. I can't stress that shit enough, man. If you're interested in trying to grow and like keep pushing yourself to new and new limits, man, you gotta develop a fucking thirst for knowledge, but yeah, it's so yeah, this is what it's all about, man. And if you wanna find me, I am on Instagram. I don't really check in Facebook very often, and I don't think I have anything to really offer Twitter at this point. But if you wanna find me on Instagram, I am at Real Life Chase. And so yeah, this has been episode one of the podcast, and I don't know, this podcast doesn't yet have an identity, but I'm interested in some cool shit. I do not believe in being one dimensional, man. It's just another social construct that like I just don't fucking believe in. And I think that we're all human beings and we can all grow together and help each other, and that's what it is all about, man. And yeah, dude, I dabble in the music, I dabble in writing and comedy and just all around fucking pushing it, getting better. And I do not have a desire to be a motivational speaker, but I've been made aware, which has kind of sparked the idea of doing this podcast, that sometimes I do come off that way. And I walk this line of like being egotistical and self-righteous and then being like this altruistic motivational person, but I don't know where I fall on that spectrum quite yet. Can't confirm, but I don't want to be a motivational speaker, but I find that like I lean more towards that way, just because like I get excited, man. I'm zealous about the fact that you can change. You can pick who you want to be. You can pick who you want to be. I had a woman tell me she did not like who she was, and I just said simply, like, who do you want to be? Like, figure that out and be that. And like just that simple statement, touched that woman's life so deeply. And sometimes it's just we're too close to our own problems, and you just need somebody to say that shit to you. And I've also told people that, I told somebody recently, like, hey, you're fucking up, get your shit together, quit being a victim, you're choosing to be a victim. And they're just like, nah, return to sender, I don't like it, fuck off, I'm gonna go be depressed, that's where I'm comfortable. And hey, that's okay too. Like, at the end of the day, I look myself in the mirror, and I like what I see today. And so yeah, man, we're gonna get into it, man. We're really gonna get into it. But I wanted to take this opportunity to introduce myself again. My name is Chase Hunter, and Instagram, Real Life Chase. And if you got something to say, by all means, hit me in the comments. And I love you guys, even if you can't love yourself. And that's all I got for now. And I'll talk to you guys soon. All right. Peace. Shut up, get your down and turn away from the ground. Down in my soul, I do. Some way I get through. Black girl, you got down on me. You then.
Life was so confused.